Adam Cooper from the newsroom about to join us too. We have issues.
We need to talk.
Graham Beasley from the Sports Freak website out of Wellington joins us. Graham, good morning.
How are you?
Well, I should imagine you'd be like me, a little bit tired because you're up watching your team play. What time are yours? 2-1, some of them?
We're at 1 o'clock in the morning. Yep, and Spurs have won 3 in a row now.
And? So what does that mean?
Commenting on.
Yeah, so what does that mean exactly? That doesn't mean jack, does it? Adam Cooper joins us in the studio as well. Your initial verdict, I gave us a 6.5 against Argentina. I thought it was a fine first up performance.
Yeah, fair enough. I've sort of, after that first half, would have been maybe a sort of 5, maybe 5.5. And yeah, they improved in the second spell, as you expect them to, you know, with the reserves. And that is the strength of this All Blacks team when all these other nations are getting the exposure now. The likes of Argentina, you know, in the last 4 years, they have improved immensely, like many other teams in this competition. You are going to have skill sets that are being matched from these opponents. So, you know, when the bench comes through, they won it in the end with those last couple of tries. So, yeah, I mean, not perfect, but, you know.
See, Graham, this is it. I think we've also got to get our heads around the fact that this is a 23-man game now. And if we win it, we're going to have to win it with all 23 players.
It very much is, yeah. And it's a bit funny, though, because we were mocking the English the other day for needing their bench to get them over the line against Fiji. But that's kind of what we did last night.
Yeah, but that's okay, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's fine. Yeah, you're right. You have got 23 players, and there is a real skill of working out when to introduce them.
Well, I also think, Coops, what it is that half the skill is working out how to use the guys who are in the 15. Because to me, what they did by taking off those two props was the sign that Woodcock and Owen Franks, we just want you to grind them down. That's all. To me, it's like an opening batsman, isn't it? You just take the shine off the ball.
Well, I think that has to be the plan going against a team like Argentina with such a physical and tenacious forward pack. They must have foresaw that these guys weren't going to last, you know, 60, 70 minutes doing that, because they just couldn't. You can't match that physicality from the opponents and go 100%, 150% that whole game and survive the full 80. And as Graham said, you've got the reserves there. You have to use them.
Okay.
You've got them to your advantage.
We have issues.
We need to talk.
Say it, Graham. Say, admit you were wrong about Sonny Bill.
I think he's an Argentina specialist, because he played well in that test against Argentina and Christchurch.
He did too, yeah.
Yeah, so he's a specialist player against Argentina.
Look, what he came on and did, Coops, and I know that there's a lot of haters out there, right? There's a lot of doubters out there. But what he did, including that guy in there, Hayden, who just, you know, and I've tried to convince him over a number of months. What he actually did, though, Sonny Bill, is he played direct, didn't he? He played straight and hard and direct. It's when he's going side to side like we saw against Australia, it makes no impact whatsoever. You are a big brute of a man. You have got height and power over most opponents. Use that, isn't it?
Yeah. I've been one that, you know, questioned him being there as well.
Well, go into Hayden's studio then, mate, because I won't tolerate it in here.
Not quite as severe as him and some of the other people out there, but for me, watching that game this morning, it was when he came on and he was the one that started injecting that pace and that flair in the back line that got us through in the end. And he was vital. Again, maybe we'll see what happens with him and if he can back it up in the next couple of games. Is it just a one-off again? But I think certainly he did a lot to silence those people that have been against him. But you can't just rely on one performance. You need to see a little bit more, I think.
Graham, what I think, though, is that out of the 23, I know that we're going to see the 8 that didn't play play against the Cayman Islands next, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, after that, are those 8 going to come back?
I suppose it will depend how they go. I mean,
it's all injuries now, isn't it? That's all it is.
There's duration, then there's injuries, yeah. They'll certainly want a decent pack when they play Georgia.
Geez, I tell you, what about those guys, mate? Hey, look, since when did a bunch of white guys beat the Tongan team up? Hey, when did that happen? They did, though. They muscled them up, didn't
Not
they?
Not just white guys, but white bald guys. Did you notice how all of them had the same kind of hair?
They all look exactly the same. And they're women, if you look up Miss Georgia, the same. They all look like Martin Bella, big and hairy, with a beard, don't they?
When have you been searching up Miss Georgia?
Well, Hayden looked up Miss Georgia.
Don't try and drop Hayden. Me this. I saw your search history.
Hayden looked up Miss Georgia, Graham, to see whether or not the women look like the men, and they do.
Did you get a lot of Americans as well, did you?
It's for everyone this evening, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but that Georgian team was magnificent, weren't they? But then again, they played pretty hard when they came here, Graham.
Yeah, and because you only really sort of see them once every 4 years, don't you? Because they're not part of any sort of structured competition like the Six Nations.
Well, it's a bloody shame, because, look, them and Romania have a, you know, this is where Europe could actually embrace rugby, couldn't it?
It should have a second division.
Well, you think back to like the likes of the 2003 World Cup, and you think, you think back to, you used to just consider Georgia, just a minnow that was going to lose each game by 40 or 50 points. But you know, the nature of rugby over there now is that there's a bit of money being put involved in it with the sevens side of things with the Olympics, and there's a lot more focus on it. And Milton Hague, the Kiwi in charge over there, we spoke to him about a month ago, and he says for the last couple of years, because Georgia has won that second-tier European Nations Cup competition for about the last 5 or 6 years in a row.
I reckon they'd take Italy if they played Italy,
It's the next one down from the Six Nations, and they are really gunning for a spot and inclusion in the Six Nations. And you've got to wonder, why don't they start a promotion relegations in Europe for you know, for these sides to final, get that chance?
Final question, Graham, for you as far as this goes, is geographically pinpointed. Where is it, Georgia?
Black Sea. Just next to the Black Sea, by Azerbaijan and all that sort of thing.
Jeez, I tell that. There you go. See, this is the voice of
experience. We need to talk.
We need to giggle, Graham, about the Japanese beating the Yaps. I mean, can you imagine being... I mean, hold off calling all your South African friends for a couple of days, people. Just let them go cold there like a fish, okay? So that they kind of think maybe you've forgotten, and then bombard them on Wednesday or Thursday, I reckon.
Get them, yeah. Brilliant. And brilliant for World Rugby. Brilliant for the World Cup. You know, and easily the biggest rugby upset of all time.
Well, no, apart from the Highlanders beating the Hurricanes. Yeah, sure. Come on, put it in perspective, for God's sake, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there is that, Coops, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh, you're sorry, somebody brought it up again, did they? Hey?
You can't help yourself.
I can help myself, Graham, because Auckland are going to win the Ranfurly Shield against Hawke's Bay.
Yeah, they should do, shouldn't they?
And does that mean we get a challenge?
No.
We don't play Auckland or Canterbury this year.
We're in the championship, remember? We don't get the chance to play these
sorry,
teams.
Right, yeah. That result, though,
played North Harbour.
That result, though, yesterday, Coops, were you amongst a number of us who all of a sudden the phone starts beeping and beeping and beeping, thinking, what are you, look, what, did Liverpool win or something? And then, you know, and then I start looking at it going, turn the TV on, turn the TV on, turn the TV on. And the race, I just happened to get enough of it in the last few minutes.
Well, I was really happy because I went to bed furious after that Georgia win that I'd lost that TAB one punt thing. But then I woke up and I was like, well, I was never going to win it anyway.
No,
with these
right.
other results, I was like, fantastic. And, you know, I was, you know, I flat with three other rugby fans as well. And we were just going nuts at 8 a.m, which is very rare for our flat on a Sunday morning. So, yeah. It was great fun, and it just, you know, I was glued to watching the replay, even though you know the final outcome, because it's what you want the World Cup to be. You don't want predictable scores. You don't want, you know, the same old teams going through all the time. You want something unique, some nice stories around it. And that
was
fantastic.
Of course you do. And everyone loves the underdog story in sport, Graham.
Oh, absolutely. I actually also watched the Tonga Georgia game and went to bed after that. Turned on the radio, so I think it was 10 o'clock news or whatever, and they said France have avoided being the second top tier nation to be upset overnight. And I sort of yelled at the radio, Tonga aren't a top-tier nation.
Right, so of course.
It just never occurred to me that result was even possible.
No. Look, can you imagine, and just put a perspective on it finally, boys, Graham, if the All Blacks had have lost to Argentina this morning, the country would have gone just absolutely apoplectic. But imagine if we had lost to Japan.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is a team we put 145 on in 95, remember?
Yeah. I mean, I think Eddie Jones deserves a lot of credit. That second try of theirs from the back line movement from the line out, that was pure Eddie Jones, wasn't it?